It's banged up, you know, preseason, and I stuck with it. My coaches, starting with upstairs with the owners, to Coach Marv, to my position coach, DB coaches, you know, those guys, they had trust in me. And I stuck with it. I stayed doing what I need to do to make sure I can get back and be healthy, made sure I get my reps on the punt return. It was a good day, man. You know, them guys block, they block their ass off. So, you know, good things happen when you get blocked.
Looked like you made about six guys miss. You must feel pretty good if you're able to.
Well, you know, I never really know that until I go back and look at the film. You know, my main thing is catching the ball first. Once I catch the ball, I couldn't even tell you how the play went because it goes so fast, and it's not like I could think about it, like when it's going on. But, you know.
There was a move right off the top there, though. You seemed to give yourself a little room after you caught it, and then you made a little fake, and
just
you'll have to look at that.
Huh? I have to look at it. You know, that's just all instincts. I know the one that I fell on, if I could have stuck my foot and went back in on that one, because those guys was blocking them. I mean, like, the only person was there was the gunner on that one that I fell on. But like I said, man, I'm humble. I give the guys up front, my coaches, the owners, I give them all the glory, all the praise. Them guys stuck with me through thick and thin. And like I said, I ain't come into when camp here, I was hurt. So, you know, but I stuck with it. Those guys worked me hard, and big things happen.
How do you think getting a play like that early on after a tough night and Monday night, how do you think that play lifted everybody up?
I think it was good, you know. Anytime you can get a punt return or kick return, it lifts it up. And those extra points sometimes that people don't count. So it was good.
The last time you returned a punt game was last year, right?
Yeah, last time I pulled my hamstring, yeah.
And that's the last time you pulled one in the game, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so
it seems pretty natural. I guess it's something you don't forget, huh?
Well, yeah. Like I've already told you, as long as I get my catches, everything else will handle itself, you know. And Darren is – I haven't had a special team coach that's better than Darren. That guy, I mean, like any little thing. We're in practice, and I'm catching the ball, but he's like, no, you got to make sure your shoulder turned a little bit because in the game it's going to hit you. So just little things that he does that have got me to feel so comfortable back there. Even without the reps in the preseason, I still feel so comfortable because I'm getting the reps in practice.
What do you think? Because I think in Seattle you thought if you hadn't pulled up, you could have gone all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Did that go through your mind at all today? No.
I never really think about the past.
You seem to be able to pull away, though, on that run back.
Yeah.
Another gear there.
I don't really think about the past. I just try to do what I can do, man, and keep thinking positive and for the future, you know. Hopefully I can get a lot more of these this year. That's what I'm aiming for. But like I said, man, I get the coaches and the guys that's blocking all the credit.